Pergy walked in shadows, following an unseen voice. It sounded familiar, but she couldn't place it. Did she actually hear it? She was outside, yet the walls looked unrecognizable in the dark. Where were the tents of the Inobi? She could not see them anywhere in the courtyard. In fact, she did not see anything but empty space. No light from the moon or stars showed above the open enclosure. How could there be shadows without light? She craned her neck to find the source that tinged this gloom with an underwater-like glow. It was so quiet. The strange whoops of hyenas that had kept her from falling asleep were gone. It wasn't just the animal calls and Gailey's incessant chattering. Something else had troubled her. Was it something that was said? But she couldn't remember anything that was said before she went to bed. Really nothing since arriving at the caravan inn. Goosebumps prickled, and her mind clouded again. She needed to hide. Why? The headache was back. Was that why she woke? Suddenly she felt scared, pressing against the wall. The voice, sounding different, was behind her, looking for her, pursuing her. It was getting louder. Her heart raced. Her head throbbed. She couldn't let it find her. Terror rose in her throat. She screamed. Her eyes sprang open, skin still tingling. Early morning light seeped in from the window.
What?
Gailey bolted to a sitting position, hand searching for the grip of her sword. She was not yet familiar with where it hung on her mesom. Her voice had reverted back to the gruff tone she used as a man. Shang-Li sat up too.
Just a dream, Pergy gasped, breathing to slow her heart.
It was more intense this time. She rubbed her head. It still hurt. Fumal looked at her appraisingly.
What kind of dream?
Pergy shook her head.
Nothing that makes sense, probably from all that serious talk at dinner last night.
The conversations all came back now.
Oh, I suppose it's time to get up anyway,
Simon said with a yawn. Sadira rubbed her eyes and peered at her sister.
You don't look rested at all. I'll be all right.
Pergy hoped she was telling the truth.